From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the DM Deep Dive. This is the part of the show where we go through the DMs that you are sending in to us on all socials. Maria gathers them, and then we chat about them.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Sabrina is asking, if Roz and Maria Freaky Friday'd, would Roz be able to survive as Maria for a week, and do you think he'd enjoy it?
A week?
A week.
Be able to survive as Maria for a week. I would survive.
You wouldn't enjoy it, though.
Well, no.
Why?
Because
I'm so much
no
fun.
No offense, Maria, but I don't want to be you.
You think he wants to walk around doing TikToks? You think he wants to train for a half marathon?
First of all, nothing would ever get, like, there would be no TikToks, first of all. Would I have to pretend to be you so I'd have to do TikToks and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would.
You would have to go to the gym. Maria, you would have to teach spin classes.
Yeah, but I have your body, so I'd be able to do it no problem. So, but I would ruin your reputation for the next 15 years on TikTok.
Oh, shoot. What would you do?
I don't know. I'm just bad. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know what I would do. Does your mom do all the cooking in the house?
I help out.
You help? Oh,
yep.
Oh, okay. So I'd help.
Okay.
Yeah. That doesn't sound too
difficult. What else do you do in a typical week,
You
Maria?
Sit in a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's facts.
Yeah. You sit in a lot of traffic.
Oh, you'd go out on Saturday nights?
Oh, my God.
You'd have to answer all the DMs?
Well, yeah. That's fine.
Remember that one night, Maria was telling us about that one night, like 2 weeks ago, on a Saturday night where she went to the club, and then they got like booths and like bottles on bottles, and she didn't get home until what was it, quarter to
4:30?
4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Bro, you'd have to do that.
First of all, I'd get Maria some serious action. You know, right?
Okay.
You name the club. I will turn you into a legend.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Could I Freaky Friday? I think that the whole situation with Freaky, I think that I would just be so paranoid of everything if I were to Freaky Friday. Like, I would just be scared of everything.
You would,
like,
just stay in the bedroom all day.
All day. I would just say that, like, I had COVID.
Go
honestly.
To work.
Yeah.
And go
yeah.
Home.
Honestly, like, if I Freaky Friday'd with Maria, like, I would just take her phone. First of all, I'd go through everything.
Yeah. No.
hold on. You mean you would take both of her phones?
Sorry. Oh, yeah. The secret phone, too. And then what I would do is I would text everybody that I could find and just say, guys, I got COVID. I'm going to be MIA for the next week. And then I would just not leave the house. And I wouldn't even let her parents in. I would just be like, no, guys, I'm super sick. You're old. Like, just stay. Stay. Yeah, I'd write. That relationship would be a little rocky, too, by the end of it.
Sorry. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Eileen says, hey, Maria, my question is, if the entire show is recorded or archived, are the off-air times when the songs are playing recorded as well? Just curious to know if the interactions between you guys when you are not on air are archived as well. I said archived. Don't make fun of me.
Okay.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Yeah,
I knew I said it.
Oh.
Okay.
So that exists now forever.
Yes, in the archives.
No.
Yeah.
Please.
Sorry, we can't. Once it's been archived, there's no way to unarchive it.
No.
Even if people listening like 10 years down the road.
Yeah.
No.
Right? All they have to do is they want to remember this moment. Is timestamp it like on the podcast and then just go back in the archives years.
Yeah, easy to find too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have an extensive archive.
Oh. Like, our archive is like probably the biggest archive of any radio show in history.
Yeah,
right?
We do. You're right, we do.
The biggest archive.
Yeah. I hate you guys so much.
anyway, Eileen, yes, everything is archive. Next DM.
Okay, CJ. This is for the Roz Lawn King.
Yeah.
When?
Did you say Lawn King or Long King?
Lawn. Lawn. Okay. Lawn. Yeah. Lawn. Nothing else getting mixed up today. Lawn. Lawn King.
Yes.
Yeah. When and with what should I fertilize my lawn with?
Fertilizer, first of all.
Any special kind?
I mean,
because you know they have like different fertilizers for different.
I would say that
seasons.
If you're just doing general stuff, just see if you can get like a 10-10-10, which is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
I think those we've talked about this before. Just go back in the archives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right.
Just, we have talked about this recently.
Yes, and maybe DM Maury because Maury can search the archives and he'll be able to. He'll be
able
to let
like
you know.
A full breakdown of fertilizer and what
breakdown.
All those numbers mean
yes,
and stuff like that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
definitely in the archives.
Anyway, just the only thing with fertilizer that I will always say, because I don't want anybody to burn their lawn, you can't just buy a bag and throw the whole bag on your lawn. You got to look at the bag, read what the bag says, and then put the exact amount on the bag on your lawn and then water it in. Yeah. You can't just throw a whole bag of fertilizer on your lawn. You'll burn it.
Said the exact same thing in the archives.
Thank you.
Check the archives.
Thank
Come
you.
On.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you were sending in to us. Still on a mission, Maria, to find the perfect catchphrase to end off the DM deep dive. What do you have that you've not yet used that no one will be able to find like in the archives?
Okay. Well, considering we've had a few rough ones, I think this one's good.
Okay.
All right. Maria's got it.
What?
You know, like, I've got it.
What?
Like, Maria's got it. Like, the DMs, I got it.
So you're speaking in third person?
Kind of. Maury does it all the time.
you want to do what Maury does? Okay.
Yeah. Check the archives.
Yes.
It's there.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Time once again, y'all. To get into the DM deep dive, see what you guys are saying to us,
Maria,
on socials.
What do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Romy is asking, what are Roz's go-to beard products and what car seat does Mocha use when he drives?
Guys, honestly, why? Why am I catching so much heat lately?
I don't know.
Just answer the question. Just answer the question.
What do you want me to say? Like Peg Parego?
Or I don't use a car seat.
Yeah, maybe like, you don't use a car seat.
Like, no, because people are going to be like, no, you really do use a car seat.
Do you use the full ones or just the small little booster one?
Yeah, I use the upper baby. Okay. Okay, you happy?
They have good strollers, I've heard.
Who straps you in?
I'm old enough to do it myself. Anyway, Roz, beard products?
None. Back to the car seat. You remember last week when everybody's going in on Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Do you know the amount of people that sent me the picture of Robert De Niro on set of The Irishman with his shoes? You ever seen that?
No.
You ever seen that picture?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Google Robert De Niro lifts.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
No,
My DMs were flooded with this.
Okay.
Flooded. Because the lifts aren't on the inside of his shoes. He's wearing like Frankenstein shoes, but he's in full character, like just walking around the street.
Oh my God.
Oh, come on. How you gonna do that to Robert De Niro? Anyway, why were they sending that to you?
For you. I didn't want to say people were being mean. People were being mean.
Thanks, everybody.
People were being mean.
Anyway, next DM, please.
Yes.
All right. Jane says, do we think Caillou is a man or a woman in real life and how old? I feel like when you really listen to the way they spoke in the history of Roz and Mocha, they are a woman probably in their early to mid 30s. Definitely a woman, though. What does everyone else think?
Definitely a woman.
I disagree.
You do?
What?
I disagree.
No,
I think woman too.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
You what?
I wholeheartedly disagree.
Oh, that's what I thought you said.
Yes.
No, I think woman as well.
Yeah, hands down,
like,
a woman.
Like early to mid 30s.
Yeah.
Right?
Even the way they speak comes across like a woman.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
Plus, if you listen, like, you'll know the age, just do the math. Listen to episode 6 of the history of Roz and Mocha, because the person behind Caillou says how old they were at a certain point in time. Yeah. It'll all make sense.
But yes, for sure. Listen. I hard-holdedly believe it's a woman.
Hard-holdedly. Absolutely. What else we got in the DM deep dive today, Maria?
Okay, Jack is asking, Maria, will you only marry Greek guys named Nick and or any other cultures would you marry? Would your family allow this? Thanks.
Oh.
My family lets me date who I want.
Uh-huh. Only Greek guys for you?
Greek guys, sorry?
Only Greek guys for
you? No. Both of my sisters are with Greek guys.
They're not with.
They are with a Greek guy. My sister's my older one's married to a Greek guy, and then my younger sister's dating one.
Do they have the same name?
No.
Close?
No, not even close. My younger sister's boyfriend's name is, like, very Greek.
Okay.
Like, what's very Greek?
Like, his full name is Ephemios.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think you've said
short
that before.
Short for Femi.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm then... short and Femi, too.
Arguably. And then your older sister's husband?
Johnny.
Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
Yeah. Okay. So, but no, but you, you've dated Greek guys?
I've went on a few dates with, like... a couple, but no, I don't really date Greek guys.
Are they hairy?
They're average. I don't know. I'm gonna, like, take off your shirt so I can see how hairy you are. That's not what I do on a date.
Things like, aren't more gay world and straight world are not.
They're not the same.
It's not something.
Well,
you,
I assume gay Greeks are the same as straight Greeks.
No.
Like hairy wise.
Listen, okay.
I don't even know where this conversation is going.
Most Greeks I've met are hairy as hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are. Greek guys are hairy.
Yeah. Like, I knew a Greek guy one time who could grow his chest hair to attach to his beard.
Oh,
that's too much, bro.
His back hair to attach to the back of his hair.
Nah, dog.
And he could also grow his beard to attach to his hair.
Yeah.
Like, he could frame his ears. In hair.
No, that's too much.
If that guy is that hairy, I'm running the other direction.
You're doing too much, homie.
Yeah. He didn't. He went through a lot of trouble to make sure they didn't all touch.
Yeah.
But if he let himself go, right?
Like, you think he tried just to see what it would look like?
If he went to prison, he would come out looking like a moshishi.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
he would be full with the little ears poking out.
Yeah.
No,
that ain't it.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you are sending in to us. Keep them coming in on all KISS socials. Maria handles all of those and brings them to the radio. Thank you, Maria.
You've got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Time once again to get into the DM Deep Dive.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay. Brian is asking, what careers are red flags for dating?
Ooh. Go ahead, Maria.
Okay. I would say club promoters.
Yeah.
Big time. DJs? I don't know.
Be honest. Like, I'm sure you've had this conversation with your girls.
Yeah.
Okay, so just go through the list.
I highly stay away from finance bros.
Yeah? Why?
There's douchey vibe to them. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't... They're just the finance bros. They're just arrogant.
Any of the girls in your crew, any of them are... They date, which is why you're hesitant to say, are any of them dating a finance bro?
No. All of us are like, run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no finance bros.
What else?
I think that's basically it. I don't know. I feel like as long as you have like a good career and you're not in a club every weekend or just a finance bro, I think it'd be fine.
I always used to say never date a woman with a headshot.
Headshot, why?
Yeah, because it's just trouble, right? Also, never date somebody whose job requires them to work out. Because they will never love your body as much as they love their own.
Like a personal trainer or something like that?
Yeah.
You know what? I agree.
Anybody whose job requires them to work out, athletes, personal trainers, golf pros, all of those things.
Yeah. What about spin instructor?
Same thing.
Hey! No, listen. Athletes.
Thank you for that.
Spin instructors. Those are
Maria
fine golfers.
On the weekends, by the way.
They're great people.
Yeah.
But if you're a personal trainer who's like obsessed with their own, one of my biggest turnoffs is like guys who like love them, their bodies in the gym so much. Like, it's disgusting. I'm like put a shirt on. Yes. Like, no one likes seeing you flex in the mirror.
You go to a gym where guys take their shirts off?
I've seen it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, can you put it, but no one cares.
I didn't think that was allowed.
No, but there was a guy, one of the instructors where I went was let go because he used to keep asking all the guys to take their shirts off during class.
That makes sense.
That's a good fire right there.
That's
a good fire.
That's legit right there. Reasonable.
Well, everybody's, why are you so surprised by this?
What else we got today in the DM deep dive?
All right, Mr. Mike says, is Mocha taller than the other hobbits from his shire?
Just answer the question.
This is so mean. It's getting to the point of where I think that you just don't react, Mocha. Just don't react.
What else we got in the DM deep dive today, Maria?
Would you be the Hobbits from Lord of the Rings or the actual Hobbit series? I know they are the same, but which one would you rather have starred in?
I'm out. I'm not doing nothing.
What other personally, DMs? I think The Hobbit, because it's about the Hobbits, and I think you would star very well in that movie.
Okay, great. Thanks, Maria.
Kristen is asking. I was just listening to the Retro podcast, and I so agree with you, Maria, on the best potato salad being from Costco. It really is the best.
Plus, what do you guys talk about on that podcast?
I also agree.
First of all, the Roz and Mocha Retro Show, when do you guys do that? It's because it's Sundays. It's Cheesecake, Damn It Maury, and Maria, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And you guys
Sundays. And you guys host it, and then you go through all the old archives for the show, and you play old clips, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, but we also keep kibitz with each other.
What in the hell are you guys doing talking about potato salad on the podcast?
Because we played an old interview when you guys talked to the guy who started a Kickstarter to make potato salad.
Oh, okay.
And I said the best potato salad was from Costco.
Okay.
And then she also, Kristen wrote, I also agree with Shem and Maury about the best macaroni salad being from KFC.
Yep.
Do Roz and Mocha agree?
The KFC mac and cheese hits pretty hard. But to go along with the potato salad from Costco, the mac and cheese salad from Costco is also up there on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not had either of those. I do like a red potato salad, though. I hate macaroni salad.
We should get a Costco-sized tub of potato salad.
Oh.
Bring it in, and then five forks.
Ew. And we're all going to eat it out of the same trough?
No, like,
no, we put it in bowls.
We get five
bowls,
man.
That's not what Mocha said. You did not. You said, we're going to get a big tub and five forks. End.
Okay.
What's wrong with sharing?
Maybe I was kind of picturing us huddled around a tub of potato salad.
That's disgusting.
I guess we could get five bowls.
Well, then what's the fun in that?
Right?
Make sure no one's forks cross.
Okay, anyway.
Okay, chill, Maria. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of the DMs.
You just go... No, everyone else makes jokes, but no one gets mine.
Oh, we got it, Maria.
We got it.
Actually, I didn't.
Maria, explain it. Explain the joke.
Hold on.
I didn't get it.
Thank you so much for coming to the DM.
No, I didn't get it. Explain it.
You know what? Look at that. Time just freed up on the show. Go ahead.
I didn't get the joke. Explain it.
No, because I want to laugh.
Because I want to laugh.
Yeah, we love jokes.
I want to laugh. I love jokes.
No, I can't explain this.
Just explain it.
No, I can't.
You said crossed forks? What does that mean?
Yeah, because cross contamination.
But why is that funny? But why is that funny?
Saliva should be mixing.
Why is that funny, though? What's the joke?
And there's no joke.
Yeah, so uncomfortable. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of the DMs. Thank you for that today, Maria.
You're welcome.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for all the DMs that you are sending in using all KISS social accounts that go to Maria, who then brings them to the radio.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Joshua's asking, you mentioned everyone but Shem has tattoos on the show. Does anyone want more, and were your parents upset when you first got your tattoos?
Roz, you remember when you got your first?
I mean, no. I mean, yeah, I do remember, but nobody was that upset. I don't... I remember now. When I got my first tattoo, I got my initials. I had my initials tattooed across the backs of my shoulders, which are R-A-W. And when I got it, I remember my dad was dying is when I got it. And then I showed it to him, and I think it meant a lot to him. Like, he was cool and flattered by it. So, no, it's not like when I got my nipple pierced and they found out. That was not a good breakfast.
Who had the bigger concern, your mom or your dad?
Yeah, it wasn't just because you have to understand when I got my nipple pierced was a time when nobody got their nipple pierced.
Uh-huh.
I got my nipple pierced in 1991.
Okay.
Wow.
Right? 1991, 1992, and nobody was doing it. I found one guy who would do it. You never saw anybody with a nipple pierced, and I found one guy who would do it, and he didn't
have
the right...
What made you think of it, though?
I saw some guy that had it, and I thought that would be cool and badass, and it would freak people out and everything else.
So you go to this guy.
So I go to this guy, but he didn't have the right tools or the right earring for it, and so he stuck the needle in the wrong kind of way, and I had three friends. I was lying on this table.
Yeah.
Right? I had three friends, mm-hmm. And as he stuck this thing through, it didn't go through all the way. And then he pulled it out and jammed it in again. Right? And my three friends that were leaning over me all jumped back because they had never seen a nipple bleed before.
Was there a lot
right?
of blood?
A lot of blood.
Oh,
and then,
so he still went through with it?
So he had a hoop earring, but it wasn't like a proper surgical steel hoop earring. This was just like a hollow, cheap hoop earring that you buy at like Zeller's.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so he put that in and closed it up. And then what happened was is that everything got infected.
Of course.
And you're supposed to like just leave it or flip it or whatever. And then what would happen is that the infection and my nipple started growing around the ring.
Ugh.
And then I went to turn it one day.
Yeah.
And all of that came out attached to the ring.
Oh.
Right? And then I had to like pull it off, and my nipple was infected for, I would say, a year and a half.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I took my nipple ring out probably right before we started this show. So I would say about 16 years ago. And I would say 5 years after that, if I squeezed my nipple, I could still get stuff out of it.
Oh my God. Okay.
Because it never closes up properly.
That's disgusting. Oh. Yeah. That is disgusting.
Yeah. So anyway, so I showed it to my parents, and it wasn't so much that I had my nipple pierced.
Yeah.
It's just it was in the thralls of mass infection at the time when they wanted to see it. And it was over breakfast.
Oh God. Okay. So really quick, you plan on getting any more tattoos?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Damon Moore, you want more tattoos?
Yeah, two more.
Okay. Shem, you just
nope.
Regardless.
Nope. Nope.
Just
no tattoos.
Right?
No. Nope.
Maria, how many do you have again?
Three.
Are you planning on getting any more?
Yeah, a few more.
Yeah? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get some more.
Yeah.
This year as well. Okay, what else we got in the DM deep dive today, Maria?
All right, Tyrone says, hey, Maria, no autocorrect disasters this time, unlike the plantation fiasco the last time I wrote to you.
God, yeah.
Oh,
that was so funny.
Yeah. Tyrone says... I listened to the Roz and Mocha docuseries and loved the whole thing, especially hearing the history of some of the regular show segments. The guys didn't touch on the history of FML. So can they share how it started and became a regular segment and what resources they draw in for the great advice they give? Thanks.
The history of FML was in the series and then was cut from the series. Mm-hmm.
So let's just
for
give
time,
everyone
for time. Yeah.
A quick explanation.
Yeah, it really just started. We touch on a lot of it because Mocha and I talk a lot in the docuseries about how we always say the line that we've raised a lot of kids, right? Mm. And that meant that people would call us just wanting to talk, looking for advice, everything else over the years. And we had so many conversations with people that never even ever made it to air because one, it was inappropriate. Two, it would have been sort of like a weird betrayal of trust kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then we both collectively at the same time was like, God, we should really do something with these calls where it's just like friend advice because people really started to look at Mocha and I as their friend. And they weren't coming for the advice their parents would give or their medical professional would give or whatever. They wanted
their friend group.
Or their friend group. Uh-huh. They wanted straight talk, best friends, no BS kind of advice. And that's really how it started. But again, like everything else that you hear in the show, especially Who's Your Favorite, it was just an evolution.
Yeah.
It was just an evolution. And then it was a matter of just putting a name to it, I guess, right?
Yeah. And that was it. All right, time for one more DM. Please,
okay, Maria. Sarah is asking, have Roz and Mocha ever had to block a caller?
Like for the show?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think so. I know we've like hung up on people who've been like inappropriate and rude. We've never had to like block somebody's number.
But we've stopped taking calls from certain people.
We've definitely stopped taking calls from certain people. But like anyone that calls into the show, they could still call in.
Yes.
And it's up to us as to whether or not they make it onto the show.
Some people who call in to tussle, because a lot of people just call in to tussle, right?
Yeah.
And some people have great intentions and they just want to get it on, right? But other times, those people who call in to tussle get very mean.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had that more than a few times
where
some fans who started out as fans and then they feel that they're sort of like part of the show and they want to call and they want to tussle. But actually what they say was really, really mean and it wasn't funny and it was mean-spirited and in poor taste. And so we don't take their calls anymore.
Yeah. And that's it. Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you are sending in to us. Keep them coming in because we love talking about them. We do that every single day. Maria gets all the DMs and brings them to the show. Thank you for that, Maria. Really quick, you want to take a stab at one more catchphrase because we're still on a mission to find a catchphrase to end off the DM deep dive. Maria, great DMs today. Thank you.
deep diving into your questions.
Cool. But sometimes they're comments as well.
But also, that's sort of how we start the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I give up.
Like, I literally say at the beginning of every single one of these, hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today? Yeah. And then you're going to say, that's what we had in the DMs today?
No, and deep diving into your questions.
It's the same thing. Mm. Too close. Too close.
We'll keep trying, okay?
Okay.
She's so defeated.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.